joining me on KRDO's Afternoon Newsline, City Councilor Yolanda Avila. Yolanda, welcome to KRDO's Afternoon News.
Good afternoon, Ted. It's a pleasure to be here.
And it's a pleasure to have you. It's been a little while since we've spoken. A couple of things on our minds we'd love to ask you about. Why don't we start with Panorama Park getting a whopper of a makeover, $9 million of funding going into that. And as we understand it, you are directly involved in helping make that happen.
I am, Ted. And we are so excited in District 4 about Panorama Park, the 13-acre neighborhood park. It is going to have so many different amenities. Also, it's going to cater to from children to babies all the way to our senior citizens. It's going to be a generational park that'll be accessible to all.
Some interesting things about parks as they are built over the years. Many, many times when a neighborhood is built, it includes a park. And in this case, you've got 13 acres, and with all of the amenities going in, it's going to be a little tight there in an interesting way.
It's 13 acres, like I said, and there'll be ball fields, and it's completely surrounded with communities, with neighborhoods, with houses, and it's also very accessible in terms of transit, like the bus pass there. It may be, but I think we usually have like 3 or 4 acre parks, and this 13 acre is just going to be a godsend. And I'm really thankful to the administration and to my fellow city council members to have supported this effort.
Well, one of the most important aspects of this too, Yolanda, is the fact that the city council is emphasizing whenever it can, bringing this kind of improvement to Southeast Colorado Springs, historically underserved for a long time.
Oh, yes. And, you know, it's been in connection with the RISE Coalition, which stands with Resilient, Inspired, Strong, and Engaged. And it's a group of resident leaders who actually live, work, and play in Southeast. And I'm one of those leaders. And so we've worked in partnership with the Park and Rec Department. And our voice has finally been heard. And we've been beating the drum for a while now. But they've realized that the community really is not asking for much. Just for the basics, and I think that our voices are being heard, and in return, the community is extremely grateful.
Well, a wonderful success, and it sounds like it's going to work very, very nicely. On to the next. It is time now to interview 27 candidates who are looking for seats on the newly created Law Enforcement Transparency and Accountability Commission. That is winnowed down from 800 plus applications.
Oh, that has been amazing because, you know, there's so many fine applicants, you know, all the 800 that came in. And the way it was able to winnow down is with when we sent out a questionnaire. And so we were able to winnow down with the people that sent back the questionnaires. And, you know, that was tough, too, because it was only a 5-day turnaround and people might have been out of town on vacation. But we did get to 27, and we were able to get to that 27 because many of the city council members multiple city council members identified people that they would like to see on that commission. So it's helped us out. So every one of the 27, it's going to be really rough to winnow it down to the 11 and the 2 alternates. But we're going to do our best, and we're going to have interviews of nine individuals each. And then the council will hash it out and figure out who we believe will be best support this commission and the city at large.
And when do you expect to have the final panel assembled?
You know, it will be after Labor Day. I don't have the exact date for you right now. Mm-hmm. I'm actually home, but it will be after September. I know people were saying, oh, this needs to happen really fast, but how do you do 830 applications
sure.
to now? And we know that it needs to happen. We're working so fast and as diligently as we're able to. And we want to have a really great commission. We don't want to move so fast that it's impossible, but we are very urgent about it. So it'll be after Labor Day that we come down with the final 11 and 2 alternates.
Yolanda Avila, city councilor for the city of Colorado Springs. We so appreciate your work in our citizens' behalf and your visits here to KRDO's Afternoon News. We look forward to talking to you again.
My pleasure. Look forward to getting back there.